The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
All right, it's hour two, Denny Schaefer Show, live and local on the TOL, the 419, the OHIO. Yes, Toledo's morning show is on Q105. Show's brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off and free alterations on any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Afternoon showers and storms possible today. Some of the storms could be strong with a high of 83. And then tomorrow, they're saying some morning showers and storms possible. Then partly sunny later on with a high of 77. Weekend looks glorious.
Oh, good.
It is 67 now at the Cumulus compound. Sad news is they're wrong a lot of times. But whatever, deal with it, people. Well, they are.
Let's just assume they're going to be right this time.
Well, I think they're more wrong about the severe weather than they are about
true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's okay, though. We'll take that.
It's like I'm supposed to golf tomorrow, and I'm like, I'm not going to get too freaked out till, you know, I got an hour to tea time, and then I look at the radar and see, okay, it looks like it ain't happening.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
All right, play along or text at 419-240-1055. This hour, we're going to play Family Feud, right, for the Cedar Point tickets?
Yeah, that's cool.
And because they're too wimpy, they wouldn't oil wrestle for the gig. Paul, who's not going to be on Friday or Monday, we got the younger, sexier producer in training, Brew, who does weekends here at the station, also fills in. They will be arm wrestling. The winner gets to be the producer.
You sure?
The producer for the day?
I don't know.
No, the producer.
I don't know. I think he's moving on to bigger and better
things. There's a lot on the line, dude.
Yeah,
dude, that's a huge career move for him. That's a good one. That's a good. That looks great on the resume.
Does it?
Yeah. I once produced the Denny Schaefer Show. People go, wow, how'd you put up with that butt munch? You know what I mean? So it makes you tough. Yeah.
Well, Nappy went on to bigger and better things. So
yes, he did. And look at Fred. He's got his own damn show.
Sure, sure.
He's owning it. You know, he's killing it. Because, you know, they got the raw talent. You and Brew, we're not sure yet.
Okay, raw talent.
Fred had raw talent.
Sure.
Very raw. I think you're just raw. I don't know if there's any talent behind that.
Raw dog.
I don't think the word raw and Paul should be used in the same sentence, but okay.
Now, rub them raw. That would be totally different.
Anyway.
Just
my
thoughts.
What?
Good ball. Anyway, so we're going to do that. So we're going to break, and then when we come back, you boys are going to arm wrestle. Susie, you got the baby oil?
I got to run out to the car, but yes.
Are we just going to lube up their arms?
Just their shiny right arms.
Just their biceps.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem
we're
a little...
Put it on the
do we lube it up or do they lube their own arms?
Won't we get it on the counters here? That'd be a little odd, wouldn't it?
That's okay.
Okay.
We have paper towels.
No, you can't put it in your hands. Then it'd be too greasy and you guys will slip off each other.
That's true. Somebody
all right, let's go to Eve. I hear you breathing. Eve, you're on the queue.
Hi,
what do you got?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
You're on the radio.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh.
She gone.
I wondered.
All right.
It's one of those where she was a moment of clarity when I talked to her, and then it kind of disappeared, and I thought maybe it was this connection.
Well, maybe she works third shift, and for her right now is happy hour.
Could be.
All right.
Well.
There you go. All right. Paul.
Yes, sir.
I am betting on you.
Okay.
I want you to win.
Let me see your guns, Paul.
Yeah, come on now. Let's see this.
Stop it.
I
have guns. I got nothing.
Show the cue crew what they're...
There's nothing going on there.
You better win, dude.
Well, we'll see.
Are you okay with taking your shirt off?
Yeah, you're going to be shirtless. It'll be awesome.
Do you really want
that? Is Brew okay with that?
We got to give the listeners what they want.
It's probably the guy that has the better bod that probably doesn't want to. And I'm like,
this isn't one of those things where we arm wrestle the winner, is it, or anything?
No.
I mean, no.
Shirtless, yes. We're going to put Brew where Trisha is.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
facing the camera.
He's going to sit on my lap.
So you guys can check.
Yeah.
And then,
right.
Paul, all we'll see is your awesome hairy back.
With your back hairy patch down low.
Yes.
I won't hold him as far as
with that family of squirrels that's living there.
Yeah, right.
Nice. So that's all going to be on Facebook Live. And I also want to single this out so it's its own little video.
It'll be its own section.
To watch it go viral.
So you can watch it over and over and over again?
Yes. You can slow-mo it down.
Yep.
So right hands, because you're both right-handed, and then your left hands will be connected in some kind of lover's handshake.
So I can tickle him,
some kind of lover's handshake.
Okay.
And then, dude, I'm counting on you winning.
All right, well.
I mean, it's been almost 2 years you've been producing this show.
Yeah, has it been?
And yes,
like three.
And we are this close to having you exactly the way we want
you. You've helped me get off the ground. I think you're stronger than you might realize.
We have remade you. You've been our Play-Doh. For the last 2 years, we've been shaping you and molding you. We got you right. You are the perfect clay now.
You're like our Karate Kid, and we are Mr. Miyagi. Wax on,
yep.
Wax off.
We took you from.
You're ready for this.
We
took you from a lump of goo, we've turned you into a fine, very expensive Caruth. That's what we've done.
Wow.
So fight for it.
So you better fight for it. If you don't fight, if you don't put some ass in it, because dude, you got 320 pounds. Yeah. He weighs a buck 60.
If that, yeah.
So even though he's got guns, I'm counting on you, dude.
All right. So it's hypothetical Thursday, you say.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
All right, perfect.
You want the new question?
Yeah.
Well, you better.
Oh, the question is about the sock.
Oh, yeah, the sock.
Oh, we got to try that, too, during the break.
It's not going to work. My sock, I can eat it and spit it back in. It won't be a problem.
What's
both
the
socks.
With your
you
sock?
Need both.
No problem.
Dude, you can put
both
one of
socks
those
in your mouth?
Oh, sure. Why
did
not?
You try it?
Well, no, but they're little socks.
Well, we need to try
socks.
It.
They're footy socks.
Not today, yes.
They're ankle socks.
Yeah, not today.
How do you know unless you take
but I was on this date. Oh, never mind.
I was going to say.
Take the sock and put it in your mouth
he
and see.
He better not. He's got a road trip. He can get cooties.
All right, we'll try a different
time. I told you mouth herpes from the sock.
Yeah. You don't want intestinal distress. Well,
right.
You got a long day in the
athlete's
car.
Athlete's foot mouth.
Because yeah. I got
are you leaving? That's right. You're leaving today, right after the show.
Yeah, you can't have the squirts.
I can't. Right.
You got your security system on your trailer?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Good.
That's a pit bull.
Uh-huh. And he's hungry. You didn't leave it any food.
Nope.
So if anybody comes by the trailer, Paul's pit bull's going to eat your leg off.
There you go.
And you're not going to like it. All right. We also have to talk about this, especially if you're a parent of a teenager. You need to know about this anonymous messaging app that is making Snapchat super annoying for the teens. It's spelled S-A-R-A-H-A-H. So is it Sarah Ah or Sarah Ha?
Sahara.
I don't know.
Sahara.
Yeah.
Sahara? Can we just
Sahara, yeah, Sahara.
Maybe Sahara.
That would be
it's a new anonymous messaging app, and it's blowing up right now, and it's all because of Snapchat's most recent update. Basically, this was started for work, where you employers would sign up all their employees, and you would be able to message fellow employees, including the boss, and give them constructive criticism anonymously. Now, I'm not sure I'd want to work at a place that would use something like this, because grown-ups, when there's something going on, you say, hey, look, can I talk to you about something? And you talk about it, you go to lunch or whatever.
That's what email's for, too. I mean, if you can't do that. I mean,
group emails.
But this thing has taken off like crazy because teenagers are using it on Snapchat. And they're screenshotting some of the messages, and a lot of them are the negative ones.
Oh, yeah.
So then they get all the love back from their friends saying, oh, no, whoever that is, they don't know you, blah, blah, blah. And my first thought was, why do we need another avenue to say negative things about people or to people?
Yeah, it's like politically correct bullying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, because it's
bullying with permission. Well, there's an app. It must be okay.
It's under. Anyway, I'm going to get to that a little deeper later on in the show because we don't need crap like that.
Mm-mm. No, anymore. And we're going to get in deep to that crap.
Yeah, it's darn right. We're going to break that crap down and we're going to work that crap out, and you don't like it on you. There you go. How about that? All right. Get ready for the arm wrestling, Paul.
Yeah, let's see some.
Maybe you should take your shirt off when I'm doing my butt first here. Get ready.
Do you need a few push-ups?
I was waiting for the.
No,
I was waiting for the question.
He needs rest. The sock.
No, I thought you were doing a question. Oh, the sock.
No, I said I promoed the other.
But
thing.
We haven't.
We'll get to it.
Did
too.
We go to the text and say, "Hey, can you spit out a sock?" And did we do that yet?
No.
Okay.
You can't avoid it, dude. Just roll with the show.
Sure.
All right. So all that's coming up. The arm wrestling's coming up. So, bro, get ready, sexy boy. There you go. But first, Denny Schaefer, Stem Cell International. I did something yesterday that I haven't done in 10 years because of my knees. And I was a little nervous about it yesterday. Me and the boy went bowling.
Oh, bowling.
Yeah, and you guys know back in the day, I was a bowling beast, man.
Yeah.
I have not bowled in 10 years. Because I was afraid to bend down, you know, with my knees. I'm thinking, oh, crap, well, my knee's going to give out, and I'm going to go flying down the alley, or I'm going to roll over. You know, it's going to be bad. And so I throw the first ball. Guess how many pins I knock down?
Strike?
One.
Oh, yeah.
One lousy pin. But here's the thing. I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't fall down. my knees are in good enough shape, and I felt pretty good. They didn't hurt. So then I proceeded to pick up the spare.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Because you were trying with caution. You were being cautious the first time.
Because of my knees.
I rolled
a 162 for the first game I bowled in 10 years.
Nice.
Come back, game two, I rolled a 192.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, I had a mark in every frame.
I guess
it was amazing. And this
fine.
Isn't the no-tap crap. This isn't, you know, there's no bumpers there. It's like real bowling. And I have it, and I have Stem Cell International on Monroe Street to thank for it, because I would never have attempted to do that 3 years ago. No way. My knees were so bad. Matter of fact, we were going to go bowling a couple different times. I'm like, well, I can't bowl. I mean, I'll go. Oh, you can't bowl? Well, forget it. It's no fun if you can't bowl, because, you know, you're just going to sit there and tell us how to do it. Anyway, all because I had stem cell therapy over at Stem Cell International. Go to their website, stemcellinternational.org. Set up a free consultation. You can schedule an appointment, free consultation, to go in, sit down with Dr. Nick Dumas, CEO of Stem Cell International over on Monroe Street. And no matter what you're suffering from, what kind of pain you're in, they may be able to help by using your own cells. Or you can just call them the old-fashioned way, 419-214-1860. 214-1860. When you call them, be sure to tell them Denny Schaefer sent you.